Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So this class was called Don't Worry What People Think. Yeah. And we can spend hours of our life worrying what people think. Does it help? You know, but it's like an addiction. Like we can't help it because we have this feeling that it does matter. Doesn't matter what my boss thinks of me. Can we change that? So attachment to our reputation is stimulated very, very often in an environment where everybody is having that stimulated because it seems important. You know, I've got to have a good reputation. And so everybody is in there going, I need to be better than you because I need a good reputation. And then competitiveness is, without us even being aware of it, stimulated, encouraged, and then we become competitive and striving and feeling like it's really important. I'm seen to be the best. I need to. Did you thank me? Am I praised? Am I, you know? And it seems like that's almost impossible to do differently. But it is. But the only way we will do it differently, because delusions, which it is, it's a deluded mental factor. That delusion triggers delusions. And we'll talk about the delusion that it mainly triggers, that is a real devastating delusion for our relationships, for the way we can actually succeed in with our colleagues, with our boss, with our partners, and so on. But they depend upon each other. So the first one is we need to think about attachment. It is this underlying belief that something out there is the cause of my happiness and we desire it. Something out there, something external is the cause of my happiness. Now, it's very difficult to notice that we're thinking that, but that's what attachment does. It thinks something out there is the cause. Okay, my boss needs to like me. I need a promotion. My colleagues need to like me. I need to be seen to be brilliant and kind and effective and talented or whatever it is. And we've got that need. And the way you can tell if you want that is because you're worrying about the opposite. My colleagues don't like me. My boss doesn't appreciate me. I think he thinks I'm this, that, or the other. And we begin to get anxious, worried, and our thoughts are like consumed by it. That is not a peaceful place to live, and it is also a lie. It's all self-created through the delusion of attachment that is whispering, I want you to be happy and successful and liked and secure. And popular, all these things will make you happy. No, they won't. But we believe it wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly. And so we never counter this or we don't check that it's not true. Because popular people are still insecure. Popular people still worry about what they look like, still have these thoughts, but just more because they've got more people to worry about. We look at them, we think they must be happy. They're so successful, they're so promoted. People like them, look at their relationship. It looks fantastic. Their family and so forth. We make up stories and compare ourselves. And in that comparison, due to this attachment, we become jealous and we feel, you know, like we're inadequate by looking at others. And in an environment of workplace, that is really undercurrent, the undercurrent, if you allow it to get there, the undercurrent will be miserable. Okay. easy to develop. Because with attachment that wants success and praise and so on, and all those things, to be noticed, to be important, delusions can, it's easy, but not definite, breed delusions. Like when somebody's angry, your partner's angry, and suddenly you weren't angry, now you're angry. Because they got angry with you, now you're angry with them. And you're like, I was fine, go away. And it's like, it's your fault. I was fine and you came home. your delusion, their delusion triggered my delusion. It's not their fault. It's just a cause. You know, it's just triggered. But if I didn't have that delusion, you couldn't trigger it. And if I guarded my mind, I wouldn't, and practice patience, I wouldn't have felt like that. But we didn't guard our mind because we were probably a bit tired, and then we're triggered. In the workplace, we have to be prepared. So probably due to that environment, we have attachment to our reputation. If we're upset, if we think somebody thinks badly about us, you know, if we're upset, it's attachment to reputation. Okay? So we don't have to feel badly because somebody thinks about us in a certain way. And often if you check, so this is a little bit of your homework for the, because it's quite amusing, is that people may tell us in a fit of annoyance how they think of us in that moment, and we can feel offended. And then we go, okay, I think you do feel like about you, you've told me, but it's only that moment they've told us, you know. Most of what we get upset about is things we think people probably are thinking about us. But we have no idea what they're thinking about us. Absolutely. And I don't know if you've had the experience where somebody comes up and I said, you know, well, blah, 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 and I thought you thought this. And you look at them, I didn't think that. And they've been torturing themselves over it because you had a look on your face. I mean, our faces, let me tell you, your faces. Sometimes I could torture myself. You know, but it's no point because we have no idea. Because the face we have when we meet people isn't always, you know, the face that we're so self-focused. This is where attachment comes from. If you want to identify what's going on, if attachment is leading you with your motivation, it's a self-focus. What about me? What do people think of me? What does my boss think of me? What do my colleagues think of me? Am I doing a good job? I mean, we can be conscientious for their sake. We don't have to be stressed out for our sake. But we have to distinguish this because there's so much stress, anxiety, worry that are coming from this bad mental disease of attachment to our reputation. So the next, which tells us what attachment to our reputation will breed when we are successful. And we're all successful sometimes. So the next bit of advice is avoid all haughty, conceited, and proud and arrogant minds. And remain peaceful and subdued. Avoid all haughty, conceited, proud, and arrogant minds, and remain peaceful and subdued. Okay. When we desire reputation, okay, we're attached to our reputation, which on some level we all are, whether it's with our friendship, our status, you know, whatever it is, where we live, what we think people think of us, what our family, our parents think of us. You know, when we're successful in getting a little bit of that, we have this feeling of like, oh, that's nice. Oh, I've got a promotion. Oh, my boss liked it. Oh, look, I've done that well. Oof, look at that. And we get this. Now, that puff puffed up feeling, it is a poison. We think it feels confident and we like it. We're sort of addicted to, I feel important. Oh, I'm special. You know, I've singled out. Oh, yes, look, promoted, special, important. Now, those reactions, if we're not careful, are triggering pride, which is self-importance. Self-importance does us no favors for everything else that attachment to reputation wants, such as, you know, popularity. Do you like an arrogant person? Do you like them? Bossy, arrogant, self-important people? No. Now, it's quite likely that pride, the pride within us, I know this because I thought this, doesn't see itself. No, I'm not proud. I don't have whatever she's saying. I don't. I maybe have that attachment to reputation. I've noticed that. I'm not arrogant and proudful. No. But it's there. So I feel, oh, yes. Somebody, you know, praises you. Oh, yes, that's me. They praise somebody else. Oh, pain. Stay, that's the same thing. If we had a humble mind, we just delight in their being praised. But when we have a prideful mind, we get jealous when others are praised because we want to be more important. So this advice is hand in hand in our daily life. Because if we want to have a peaceful, enjoyable, good relationships with others who we're at work with every relationship, the higher, the lower, our colleagues, everyone, and our family and friends, we want to be able to spot that haughty, it's an interesting word, isn't it? Conceited and arrogant mind. Just means that I feel more important than. And if you look at your friendship, you know, your family, there will be people you feel when you're honest, when the mind is pacified. It's interesting to do, here, not with a big stick, just an intricate, oh, that we probably feel better, not in an exaggerated way, but just better. We do things better. We judge people more, even the friends. Yeah, that's good, but you're really doing that wrong. You really got that completely off. And we're judging in this way. But that's deep attachment. You know, it's deep. And we have that particularly for relationships, friendships, parents, children. And then you just spread it out. So it's there. But when we begin to work with it, we can avoid. Because I would go when in my younger nun days, and I would be terribly arrogant about wearing my robes when I met him for lunch in London. He was so embarrassed, you know, and I wondered why he'd run ahead. He'd whisper to people at the table and he'd run ahead because he'd met, like, you know, colleagues in their suits and everything. He couldn't explain me. And I'm a nun. I'm proud of it. So that's arrogant. That was arrogant, inconsiderate, not understanding his world. Because his people wouldn't have understood my world. They just think, Michael's got a crazy religious fanatical daughter. But the more, you know, I had to work with it, the more I began to understand it does no good to just insist on wearing my robes when I was with him. Just relax, you know, try and just be not in his face being important. So we have to check this because it is a practice to remain humble and cherish others instead of being in their face and demanding something from them. All we need to do is our best work to cherish them, not to be important, because we're getting paid for it actually. But also, if we want to try and in the environment that we're in, cherish them humbly, be a good person, not force anything on anybody. They don't have to thank us. They don't have to notice us. I'm being paid to do this. I'm grateful for the job. You know, just as you don't have to thank me, I'm grateful that you're here because I get to hear myself speak Dharma, and if only I could remember it enough. But the more you come, the more I hear myself say it, the more I can remember it. So thank you. You know, so we need to like reverse. Don't demand. But allow our mind to remain humble and feel others are important. Cherish others. The mind of humility, okay, is one of the most peaceful states. Okay, I have occasionally had moments where I go, oh, it's like the nature of patience. It also has a feeling of contentment. Really relaxing to have that humble mind that definitely my teacher had, you know, all the time.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.